Hey everyone, welcome to Daddy and Marin with Daddy, me, and
Marin!
So today, Marin wanted to talk about animals. So why did you want to talk about animals?
I don't know, I just had to pick a subject and I thought animals would be a good one.
Okay, so let's start with the classic question. What's your favorite animal?
That's a hard question. I like a bunch of animals.
Okay, so what are they?
I like dogs,
mm-hmm.
Unicorns, and I also kind of like turtles.
Turtles.
And dolphins.
Okay.
And a lot of sea creature animals.
Okay.
And I find a lot of animals fascinating, but not cats.
Okay, you're not a big fan of cats.
No.
I can agree. I'm not a big fan of cats either. So, did you know that the unicorn is the national animal of Scotland?
No.
Did you know that?
No.
Do you know what our national animal is? You can eat their tails for dessert.
Oh, beaver.
Yeah. So theirs is a unicorn.
I want to go to Scotland now.
Uh-huh. So you said you found you like dolphins too?
Mm-hmm, because I went to Mexico one time, and we played with dolphins, and they feel like rubber.
They feel like rubber?
Yes.
Okay, and what do you mean by play with them? What did you do with the dolphins?
We danced, I kissed the dolphin, and I swam with dolphins.
Okay, and what did their fins feel like?
Rubber.
Yeah, but were they soft or were they hard?
It was harder, softish.
So, what do dolphins eat?
They like to eat certain fish and...
What about kids? Do they eat kids?
No.
Okay.
But there is one type of shark that is not deadly, and it only has about 10 bites, and those bites where nobody has died.
Okay.
Has it been 10 or 3?
Okay, and what kind of animal
was
that?
Was it 10 or 3?
10. Okay, what kind 10. Of animal was that?
A lemon shark.
A lemon shark, okay.
And they're brownish, yellowish. Uh-huh. They're like a pale yellow.
Okay. And what do you think is the scariest animal?
Gonna have to go with the megalodon.
Okay, so let's go with a megalodon. Okay, and do you know what a megalodon is?
It's a giant, ginormous shark that eats everything.
And how do you know that?
Well, because I looked online and YouTube, and there's such thing as YouTube.
Okay, so YouTube megalodon, and you saw an actual megalodon?
Mm-hmm.
Or was and it from also, a movie?
No, it was some pictures. It was like a, what do they call it? Slide.
Oh, a slide, okay.
Thing. And I know that lions aren't actually that scary.
Okay.
But I've seen this video of people who actually became friends with one of those. Like, some people became friends with a polar bear.
Okay.
And lions and hyenas and different types of animals.
And where was this?
YouTube.
No, but was it in a zoo or?
No, it was like out in the wild.
Okay, and do you think that's a smart idea?
Yes.
You think it's a smart idea to befriend giant carnivorous animals?
No, but they actually like cuddle, but became cuddling. And
why do you think that was?
I don't know. They probably gave them lots of food.
Oh, so, just eventually, so you think that's a good idea then, just to go and give a wild animal food and then become friends with it?
Yes.
That's a terrible idea. It's not a good idea, and it's likely that those people have been around that animal since it was a cub.
Mm-hmm.
And then it didn't know. It didn't know any better. And then when they released it into the wild, it still remembered them. So you said you like dogs. What kind of dogs do you like?
My dog.
What kind of dog do you have?
Golden Retriever / Cabernet Mountain Dog.
Okay. And what's his name?
Bruin.
Okay.
And he's humongous.
He's humongous. Is he smaller than you or bigger than you?
I would say he's not longer than me and he's not taller than me, but I would say that in size difference, he's a little bigger than me.
He's definitely heavier than you.
Yeah, but he's not older than me, though.
No, but you're pretty close in age.
Actually, no, he's older than me.
Oh, because you're going with dog years?
Mm-hmm. But if in human years, he would be 8.
Okay. So what other kind of dogs do you like?
I like my mom's friend's dogs.
Who's that? Who are the dogs?
Oh, the dogs. The dogs are Jill and Jack.
Okay, what kind of dogs are Jill and Jack?
Jill is a chocolate lab.
Yep. Yeah.
And Jack is a Jack Russell Terrier.
Okay. And what other kind of dogs do you like? What about Chihuahuas? Do you like Chihuahuas?
Well, I've actually never met one.
Okay. What about Bulldogs?
No. Well, actually, I kind of like Wally, which is my best friend's grandmother's dog.
And what kind of dog is Wally?
I think he's a Bulldog in English.
Is a British Bulldog?
No, I think, is there such thing as an English Bulldog? Yes.
Yeah, English British Bulldog, same thing.
Yeah.
And what's so special about him?
He's cute.
Uh-huh. What about his face? What's so special about his face?
I don't know.
Does he have a smushed face?
Yeah.
Does he snort a lot?
I don't know. I just seen a picture of him.
Oh, I thought you met him.
No, actually, he wasn't there when I went over.
Oh, okay.
But he was there after and before, I think.
Okay, and when you're older, do you want a dog?
No.
Why not?
Because that would be a lot of work.
Oh, so dogs are a lot of work. Mm-hmm. Well, what goes into taking care of a dog?
Money.
Okay, besides money?
You have to be beside them, and you have to love them, and you have to feed them, and then you have to let them out, and you have to take them for a walk, and you have to let them go pee, and you have to take up their poo, and then and you have to take them to the vet, and then you have to take care of them, and you have to groom them, brush their teeth, a lot of things.
Yeah, and that's too much work for you?
Yeah.
Okay, so would you...
I will get older. I have... some options.
Okay.
One of the options that are most likely for me is to lay on the couch and buy a couch in the middle of nowhere and just lay on it.
Okay. But what, would you get a different pet then instead of a dog?
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
A sea turtle.
A sea turtle.
A giant sea turtle.
A giant sea turtle. So you're going to live in a house where you can fit a giant sea turtle.
No, I'm going to live at the zoo.
Oh, you're going to live at the zoo.
Yes, and
okay.
I'm going to swim with the sea turtles.
Okay.
That's probably not likely. I'm probably going to buy a house.
Yeah.
And get a couch, a bed, everything that you need for comfortness, a lot of TVs, a lot of Fortnite, and then just play Fortnite all the time.
That's what you're going to do as an adult? It's just play Fortnite?
No, there's also other options. I could be a DJ.
All right, okay.
Or... a scientist.
Yeah.
And this option is the most unlikely of them all. I would be a coder, and I would get lots and lots and lots of money.
Okay, so why is it such a tough option for you to be a coder?
No, but I would be a coder, get lots and lots and lots of money, buy a money mansion that's made out of money, and live in a castle my entire life, and meet the Queen of England. And that's probably the most unlikely thing of them all.
Okay. So you think that it's most unlikely because...
because I'm probably not going to have a castle made out of money.
Oh, okay.
And probably not going to meet the queen. Because I'd be so rude that I would get kicked out.
Okay.
I'd be wearing slobby clothes and just...
okay, so let's get back to animals. What other animals do you think are scary?
Hippopotamus.
A hippopotamus.
And the video that I watched, there was a person who made friends with the hippopotamus. And again, when it was a baby, they took care of it because it got washed on the shore.
Mm-hmm.
And then they took care of it, and then it went into their house.
Oh, so the person had a hippo as a pet in the house?
Mm-hmm, and it also goes to the lake, and then it goes to the, and it comes in the house, and it sits there at the table, but not in the chair, but I mean, and you feed it, and you feed it the special milk or something.
Okay.
And also somebody made friends with, I forget what it's called.
What does it look like?
The thing that has giant horns. It looks like a cow, but it's not a cow.
An ox?
Yeah, and the ox would come into their house.
Oh.
And it wouldn't ram into stuff. And this guy, he would train it to, like, ram into stuff, but it would come into their house sometimes, but it wouldn't do anything. It just walk into the house. It would have a giant entryway so it could just walk into the house.
Oh, okay. And what do you think, there's any animals that are silly?
I'm going to have to go all types of monkeys
and lemurs, okay.
But they're the only most animal that has the most relatives to human affection.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
It kisses and hugs and they play hide and go seek and la 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 la.
And where'd you learn that?
From a fact book.
From a fact book. Was it a fact book about animals?
Yes. It was 100 facts about the animals.
Okay. Did that book tell you that you used to have a tail?
No. It was about the animals. I know we used to have a tail.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's right here.
Yeah.
But it's not like a tail like a dog has.
Okay.
And Daddy, what's your favorite animal?
It's a tough one. I really like dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like eagles. They're really cool. And I also like whales.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wanted a chinchilla growing up.
Oh, actually, that brings up a story that I had.
Okay, what?
One time I was at a birthday party, my friend Lydia, she had like this zoo people came over to her house, and there was a chinchilla.
Mm-hmm.
And the only person in the group was me. Ooh, the chinchilla went on my head. And, yeah.
That's an epic story.
But you would actually get to feel it, and it was on my head. And
was it soft?
Yes, kind of.
Okay.
I was really little, though, so.
Oh.
And, Daddy.
Yes.
What do you think is the most frightening animal?
Ooh, probably spiders or snakes. They scare the bejeejis out of me.
Oh. My chair's
I've never touched one. I've never touched one, but I'm sure they're scary.
I think you're going to have to re-screw my chair because
that's
it's
fine.
Really weird.
Stop bouncing on it.
I know, I'm just sitting on it and leaning to the sides.
Okay.
Anyways, That brings up another story to my mind.
Okay.
So, one time I was at a birthday party again. I go to a lot of birthday parties in my life. And we got to touch a lot of different animals. I forget whose birthday party was it. Anyways. And we got to touch a giant, giant snake. Actually, no, it was Tegan's birthday party.
Okay.
And we went to a reptile place.
Okay.
And I couldn't stand it there because it would just... All my friends had to hover over me to not look at all the scary things. And there was one tank with a bunch of skunks in it.
Uh-huh. Skunks can be cute.
No, they were not cute. They were deadly.
Deadly.
And they gave me the deadly eye. And the snakes and the spiders, they all scared the bejesus out of me. Then I ran into the party room. And then apparently the most frightening thing that I've ever touched was a giant, giant, humongous fat snake.
Oh.
And it was scaly.
Okay.
Half of its head was in a box.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure it would bite us.
Mm.
It was like a python, but it wasn't a python. It was a big, big snake. Just
okay.
That's all I can give information about.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to talk about when it comes
yes.
to animals?
Yes.
What's that?
I want to think it lasted for a very long time. I think that the most friendliest. Okay, once I'm done this, you're gonna tell me what the most friendliest
okay.
animals for you. I think the most friendliest animal is gonna have to be cats or dogs because they're like the most common pets that you have around in your house.
Mm-hmm.
And some people own snakes and spiders and parrots. And turtles and alligators. But anyways, your turn.
Well, I think the friendliest are dogs. I don't think cats are friendly. I think cats are jerks.
That's rude.
Well, that's how I feel about cats.
Well, my great aunt owns a cat. And that's the only friendliest cat, Harley.
Oh, right.
Harley is the cat's name. And that's like the only cat that gives me affection. Because Alexis's cats hate me.
Oh.
They're scared of me because I scare them all the time.
Well, then stop scaring them.
Well, one time, I had a sleepover and we went downstairs. And the only thing I saw down there was green eyes. And I got so scared that I ran upstairs and slammed the door in my face.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alexis called me down to come downstairs, and then she turned on the lights, and it was Ozzy, her dog.
Oh, so it wasn't the cat.
Then we went upstairs, and on both ends of the hallways were the two cats. So then we ran to the room and slammed the door, and we played some Pokemons and hanged out in the room until it was time for breakfast.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that's going to end our episode for today.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want to talk about on your next episode? You want to think about it? We don't need an answer right now.
I talk about school.
No.
Dinosaurs?
Yes.
Okay, so next episode we will talk about dinosaurs. So what do you have to say for everyone who's listening?
Thank you!
Thank you very much everyone for listening, and we will see you
next
time.